All right, all right. You know what it is? You've clicked on the episode or maybe just switched over to my voice. But this is Broker Boys with Tron.
Yo.
And me, Alex the Truck. Derek is busy today, so he was not able to join us, unfortunately. But, you know, here we are. Nothing you hear in this podcast is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. And if you follow us, cool. This week, we're going to be talking about boomer investments, like the really boring ones, not really interest, but, you know, I still want to cover it because my dad is in town this week. And so I asked him a bit about it and I'm like, hey, you want to be on the podcast? And he like dodged the question like it was a bullet coming for his head. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to be on the microphones. So if you hear this, Dad, yeah, I'm making fun of you. But yeah, so a lot of it, you know, a lot of the basic things that you'll hear from these boomers, these old people, is number one, pay off your house or just get out of debt. You know, number one, like you can listen to Dave Ramsey and he'll go much more in depth on this, you know, boomer advice. So if you want to get more in, go to Dave Ramsey's podcast. He has good stuff there. Check him out. But yeah, get out of debt. Pay off all your debts. Find out how you can do it. Find out how you can do charge-offs. Find out all the little loopholes so you can go to collections and, you know, give them an offer and be like, hey, I'll give you, you know, instead of $2,000, I'll give you $1,000. And then we call it good. You know, they bought that $2,000 debt for probably $200, pennies on the dollar. So if they can get $800, the original company already charged it off and it was a tax write-off for them. So yeah, they just sold that debt and you can find different ways definitely to go and get rid of that. So once you're out of your debt, you know, and that debt could be crippling, medical debt, whatever, you know, it looks bad. Like there's some people I know that have crippling medical debt. One thing that you can do, I do not recommend bankruptcy. If you really have no other option, go to bankruptcy. It really can give you a second chance.
But not on school.
Not on school. Yeah, that is not, that's.
It's the weirdest thing, but that's the only thing that like will follow you forever, I think, at school.
Well, if you get a private loan for school, that can get discharged.
Okay.
But these federal loans, because a lot of them are federal and a lot of them are from the government, they cannot get to discharge and they will never hit your collections. So,
yeah.
I mean,
everything else, it's a great like restart if you need it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just get kind of buried and it sucks, but you do what you have to do. So yeah, number one, get out of debt. And it might be beans and rice and rice and beans, and you might have to cut out a whole bunch of stuff, and you might be like, oh man, how can I, you know, get out of debt? And it's like, well, stop eating out. You know, stop getting things you like. Get rid of Netflix, Hulu. What are the other ones? Like Amazon Prime.
Disney. Any service.
Any streaming service, Spotify. Just get rid of them. Because, you know, right now you can't afford them. After you get out of debt, though, you know, go save up money to buy a house. You know, the best thing you can do is invest in yourself. Invest in your education. Invest in your future. Buy yourself a house. You know, and I was talking to my dad about this because he is a loan officer. I have no idea where a loan office is out. I don't care. But, you know, save up your 20%. Save up and get a house without PMI and go for a 15-year loan. Go for a shorter loan, you know, throw a lot more down on it. Go, 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 go until it's paid off. 15 years down the road, okay, cool. I have a paid off house. I have no debt. And now you can start investing in, you know, what we call boomer stocks. Stocks that might not be exciting, might not move. Like, I looked at the most expensive stock in the world, Berkshire Hathaway or whatever. And this stock is almost $500,000 a share.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I was like, you know, what's the most expensive? Let's go crazy. And yeah, I think it's like a Warren Buffett's company. And yeah.
So boomer stock, though. Because Ford is considered a boomer stock.
Yeah.
When you said it doesn't move, Ford did move, though. But it typically doesn't move often. They move during, like, big events or big, like, news. Because Ford was, like, $10 to $11 for years. Literal. While
and what is it, 14 now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, like the Ford just released the Ford F-150 Lightning. So that was big news.
Yeah, and their Evo cars.
Yeah,
that they're talking about.
Yeah, so you know they're obviously aiming for the future, and you know they do dividends. So,
but like, and I was just making an example of it because like Ford's considered a boomer stock, and that like couple of dollars is a huge leap and bounds for a boomer stock. Where like Funko, that jumped up by like $10 in less than 3 months.
Yeah, but some of these stocks, you know, you just like GameStop. These are meme stocks that no boomer would ever touch with a 100-yard stick unless they're awesome. I am wearing my Apes Together shirt today. I'm not, you know, recording the video of this. But yeah, just like my dad wouldn't, you know, he owns a house. He owns a rental property. I think he actually owns a couple of them. And yeah, you know, just rents them out, does his loan officer thing, and is saving up for the future. He bought his own house that he lives in. I don't know if he's paid it off or not, because, you know, I don't care about his finances, really.
Right.
You know, his money is his money, and, you know, I just don't expect to get anything from the will. That's the best way to do it.
It's true, though.
It most definitely is. Yeah, there's other boomer stocks like Google, Ford, Amazon is another good one that just it will go up. It will go on its way.
Would you consider Amazon a boomer stock?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Amazon, you know, from way back in the day when it first started, was just like this kind of tech stock that, you know, is always doing business, is always moving in, you know, one direction up. And Jeff Bezos is one of the richest people in the world.
Okay.
And why not bet on one of the richest people in the world?
No, that's fair. I just personally wouldn't, like, have considered that a boomer stock.
You know, McDonald's is a...
I consider McDonald's, Coca-Cola,
Microsoft.
General Electric. I don't know. I didn't think Microsoft was.
I mean, think about how long Microsoft's been around. Since, like, the 90s.
But is the 90, like, so stuff in the 90s is considered boomer then?
I mean, it's just something that, you know, is always moving, you know, up, not quick.
Okay, slow but steady stock.
So, you know, yeah, it's okay. The, you know, tortoise and the hare.
I got you.
You know, these boomers are always going to be voting on, you know, the tortoise. And, you know, it works, but it's not exciting. Like, I have too much money invested in GameStop. It's scary. And, like I've seen other people with a much more vast sum of money than me. It's like, oh, that just moved $1 million out of their account. Like, it's not, you know, over until the fat lady sings. But it's like you just watch your account just take huge dives and it's like, oh, that was $1 million. Right. Oh, we're up $6 million. So it is a legitimate stock, AMC. But I anytime I like talk to my dad about it, he's like, yeah, no.
No, that's fair.
Buy your house, get out of debt, stay away from credit cards, you know, 15-year loan, get it without a PMI, find out all the little tips and tricks you can do to maximize your, tax return, get married and, have a good family and just, stuff like that.
Marriage does get a good tax break.
I mean, it hasn't, I haven't seen it at all. It's good if, one person is working.
Let me rephrase it. It's good if you have a kid. Married with a kid.
I mean, just having a kid is good. But, yeah. I mean, I look at anything that gives me dividends. And I have one stock that I'm... it's GOF, and when this GameStop, if it ever, goes gangbusters, and I paper hand on out of there, because I'm scared and I don't think it's going to go to 69,420, I'm going to go with probably one of these boomer stocks that gives me a good dividend. I mean, it's, $18 or 18 cents a share, and it's like $20 a share. So every month I get 18 cents for $20. So I like that.
No, that's fair. I do like, because I think it is boomerish. Think going in the dividends market.
And yeah.
But it's the smart play.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an exciting stock. It doesn't do anything crazy. I don't even really know what it does, but I just kind of watched it. And I'm like, okay, it's kind of stayed pretty steady, and it gives out dividends once a month. And I've already gotten two dividends, and it's already been $2. I bought two, and then I bought five more.
And, nice.
I'm hoping to buy, another 300.
Yeah.
It is a bad play. I get it. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't do that, Alex. It's dumb. I know. Cool.
I don't know. I want to put a bunch of money into dividends that, I'm just getting money back. I really like that.
Well, idea. I'm planning on going to Japan, so I'm gonna save money and just invest heavy into this stock. And I was always not financial advice, so don't do what I'm doing. But if it stays steady right there at $20, then cool, and then it's just dividend, just dropping off little tiny bits of dividend. But imagine, I go in and keep on buying, and then it goes up to $30.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I have $15,000 into this stock, and now about a 20, it just gained 50%. Wow. Each share, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And then at that point, I just pull it all out, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm happy. I'm going to go to Japan.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll have $25,000. Not use it all. Boomers will always say, save up for the future. Wait until you're old. Wait till you have your house, and wait till all the kids are out of the house. And then you can go on your, adventures. Me, personally. Go on your adventures while you're young. That way, when you get old, you'll have something interesting to talk about, not about all the adventures you could have gone on. It's like, yeah, I'll be poor my entire life, and that's just something I'm willing to live with. Or I might be rich. Who knows?
Tomorrow's never guaranteed.
Tomorrow's never guaranteed. I have rolled my truck, and I've had... the roof of my cab come crashing down and hit my steering wheel. Could have easily died. Walked away, from that just fine. But yeah, that the first guy on scene is like, oh, he's dead. So tomorrow's never guaranteed. That's all we got for you. If you really want to get deeper into this boomer stocks and just boomer investing and saving up for the future, beans and rice, rice and beans. As always, go over there and check out Dave Ramsey's, you know, podcast. He'll always he'll have like people that are millionaires on his podcast and be like, hey, I'm a millionaire. And thank you, Dave Ramsey. You know, it really works. And it's like, yeah, being poor for a bit and then saving up. I'm like, whoa, wow, I'm rich. You know, don't live beyond your means. And yeah, just live modestly. And then you can have money. Get a better job. And, you know, people are like, I can't get a better. Start looking. Start putting in applications. You know, don't quit your job. Just start putting in applications, seeing what you can get. You know, go get yourself a certification. You know, invest a little bit in yourself. Invest in a course that teaches you how to do something. You know, programming course. You know, the free ones are whatever. But if you actually go pay money and have someone help you, you might learn how to go do some, you know, programming. Learn how to, you know, learn the Java language. Learn C++. Those are in high demand. Learn how to be a mechanic. Go to some mechanic school. Go to trade school during the night. Figure it out. But, you know, invest in yourself, invest in the future. And as always, we are the Broker Boys.
Peace.
Peace.